News 18 Daybreak. The perfect way to get you started and informed for the day ahead.
Hello and welcome to News 18's morning podcast, Daybreak. I'm Pratik Ritsen Gupta. While there's understandably a pandemic of coronavirus-related news all around, let's have a listen to some other big stories. Specialized teams on board INS Makkar searching for crew members of barge P305, which sank off the Mumbai coast in Cyclone Tauti, completed the diving search operation on the sunken wreck of the barge on Sunday. The death toll rose to 70 as four more bodies were recovered. A total of 188 survivors, including two rescued from tugboat Varaprada, have been recovered so far. The Navy will continue the search for 16 more believed missing from the barge and tugboat. There were a total of 261 personnel on the barge and 13 persons on Varaprada. The list of those missing may get a lot shorter if it is confirmed that the 14 bodies recovered along the Maharashtra and Gujarat coasts in the last few days are those of the barge and tugboat personnel. While 8 bodies were recovered on the Raigarh coast in Maharashtra, 6 were found on the Valsar coast in Gujarat. After searching the barge, INS Makkar proceeded to locate the wreck of tugboat Varaprada. The teams will conduct diving operations on Monday to locate 11 more people who were on the tugboat. Search and rescue operations by ships and helicopters and aircraft will also continue in the area to locate the remaining crew of the sunken vessels. Barge P305, which housed personnel engaged in maintenance work of an offshore oil drilling platform of state-run oil and gas major ONGC, sank on May 17 off the Mumbai coast after it went adrift due to the high-speed winds and huge tidal waves caused by the extremely severe cyclone which brushed the Mumbai coast on its way to Gujarat. The barge was located on the seabed following a systematic search by INS Makkar, which employed advanced side-scan sonar. The Navy also deployed specialized diving teams to boost the search and rescue operations. Struggling to establish the identity of almost half the victims of the P305 barge tragedy, police initiated the process of conducting the DNA testing of the bodies, an official said on Saturday. The Navy had handed over the bodies recovered to the Mumbai police. West Bengal Governor Jagdeep Dhankar was left flabbergasted on Sunday as TMC MP Kalyan Banerjee launched a tirade against him, claiming that it was at his behest that the three TMC leaders and a former city mayor were arrested in the Narada sting operation case. Dhankar, on his part, said he was stunned to have heard such an allegation, but stressed that he would leave the matter to the discretion of the people of Bengal. The governor is hounding the Trinamool Congress from morning to evening. He played an instrumental role in the arrest of the four leaders, Banerjee told reporters in Hooghly district. He urged people to lodge complaints against the governor at police stations. I know about the constitutional provision that says no criminal proceeding can be initiated against the governor, but I will request each and everyone to lodge police complaints in areas where the governor is found provoking crimes, violence and religious divide, Banerjee said. The TMC MP further said that the cases filed against him can be taken up for legal action as and when Dhankar ceases to be the governor. Dhankar had on May 7 sanctioned the prosecution of ministers Firhad Hakim, Shubrat Mukherjee, TMC MLA Madan Mitra and former Kolkata Mayor Shobhan Chatterjee on a request by the CBI, which is probing the sting operation that had purportedly caught on camera politicians accepting bribes. All four of them, arrested by the central agency amid high drama on May 17, were state ministers at the time of the alleged commission of the crime. The cheetah, the world's fastest land animal, which was declared extinct in India in 1952, is expected to be reintroduced into the country in November this year at the Kuno National Park in Madhya Pradesh, State Forest Minister Vijay Shah said on Sunday. The country's last spotted cheetah died in Chhattisgarh in 1947, and it was declared extinct in the country in 1952. The Wildlife Institute of India some years back prepared a cheetah reintroduction project. The Supreme Court had earlier given its approval to introduce African cheetahs to a suitable habitat in India on an experimental basis. We have started the process of creating an enclosure for around 10 cheetahs, including 5 females, to be brought from South Africa to Kuno in Sherpur district, and it is going to be completed by August, Shah told PTI. Officials from India will be sent to South Africa for sensitization and training in June and July this year, and according to the plan, the transportation of the cheetahs will take place in October and November, he said. Kuno, located in the Chambal region, is spread over an area of over 750 square kilometers and has a conducive environment for the cheetah, he said. The protected area, comprising a considerable population of four-horned antelopes, chinkara, nilgai, wild boar, spotted deer and sambar, has a good prey base for the cheetahs, he said. According to the approved timeline sent to us by the Ministry of Environment, Forest and Climate Change this week, the tentative budget outlay of the project Cheetah is ₹1,400 lakh for this fiscal, the minister said. The National Tiger Conservation Authority is going to release the money for the project to Madhya Pradesh and the Wildlife Institute of India at Dehradun next month, Shah said. An expert from South Africa visited the Kuno National Park on April 26 this year, along with scientists from the WII, and inspected the facilities and habitat created there for the introduction of African cheetahs. They approved it, and now the final process of bringing the cheetah is underway, a forest official said. A cable car taking visitors to a mountaintop view of some of northern Italy's most picturesque lakes plummeted to the ground on Sunday and then tumbled down the slope, killing 14 people. The lone survivor, a young child, was hospitalized in serious condition with broken bones, authorities said. 6 of the dead were Israeli citizens, including a family of 4 who lived in Italy, the Israeli Foreign Ministry said. It wasn't clear if the other couple was related. The mayor of Stresa, where the incident occurred, said it appeared that a cable broke, sending the car careening until it hit a pylon and then fell to the ground. At that point, the car overturned 2 or 3 times before hitting some trees, said Mayor Marcella Severino. Some of those who died were thrown from the cabin. The Italian government announced a commission to investigate the disaster, which is likely to renew questions about the quality and safety of Italy's transport infrastructure. Images from the site showed the crumpled car in a clearing of a thick patch of pine trees near the summit of the Motteron Peak, overlooking Lake Maggiore. The car was believed to have fallen around 15 meters, according to Italian media. It was a terrible, terrible scene, Severino told Italy's Sky TG24. The plunge on the Stresa-Motteron line happened about 100 meters before the final pylon, said Walter Milan, spokesman for Italy's Alpine Rescue Service. By Sunday evening, the death toll had risen to 14 dead after one of 2 children taken to Turin's Regina Margherita Children's Hospital died. The child died after several attempts to restart his heart failed, and there was nothing more we could do, said hospital spokesman Pier Paolo Berra. The other young child, who arrived at the hospital conscious, remained in serious condition, authorities said. Milan noted that the cable line had been renovated in 2016 and had only recently reopened after lockdowns in Italy curtailed travel and forced the suspension of many leisure activities. Milan suggested many families may have flocked to the mountain on a sunny Sunday after months of restrictions. Right, everyone, that's all for today, but we will be back again tomorrow with a fresh dose of news for you. In the meantime, don't forget to subscribe to the newsletter Daybreak at news18.com and do follow the website for more news and developments. Thank you for listening. Stay safe and have a very good day.
News 18 Daybreak. The perfect way to get you started and informed for the day ahead.